I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as we get set for the final week of the Top Flight winter break. Is this the week the transfer business picks up with Nicholas Coon due in Glasgow today? Lawrence Shankland's reportedly been offered a bumper new Hearts deal amid speculation about his future, and Adam Montgomery has joined Motherwell on loan until the end of the season. And it was a big weekend in the lower leagues with the likes of Dundee United and Queen's Park, the big winners. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Kenny Miller and Roger Hannah.
Oh, let's please get some business done quickly, Gordon. Another night talking about Nicholas Coon, another night talking about Ridvan Yilmaz, another night talking about Josh Doig, the only new transfer sensation tonight. Motherwell in talks with a highly rated midfielder who scored in a Scottish Cup final, scored at Stamford Bridge, played in the continent. This deal's so big, he's unavailable for tonight's show.
It's incredible. Not that we're not happy to have Kenny Miller.
Absolutely.
Absolutely delighted. I just wonder where Andy
Halliday. Maybe better signing me, actually.
Where Andy Halliday is. Can you imagine? I almost feel like if Andy Halliday was to move to Motherwell, as has been reported this evening, that he's had permission to speak to the club, I just feel like this show's got something to do with it. I can't put my finger on it. You've got Gordon DL just around the corner.
Too many connections.
He's got a spare room in the flat. Should Andy want to relocate?
Sure. Living in Daz's spare room is conducive to a good career.
Well, listen, there's a lot to get through tonight, I think. 0141 951 1025. Roger Hannah and Kenny Miller are here, so do get in touch. Let's really crank it up. Maybe I do believe in the power of this show. Maybe we can crank up the transfer business. Maybe we can urge the clubs to get a bit busier, because it's really what we need. You could hear the stress in Roger Hanna's voice. And don't be fooled, he's not worried about the next 2 hours, because he knows that'll be fine. But he's got a newspaper to fill, and he is panicking about the lack of business that's being done. Would that be fair?
Absolutely.
Is that accurate?
Fair. Absolutely fair.
There's a 2-page spread on the back of a Kenny Miller exclusive on his Beat the Pundit journey tomorrow, unless something happens the rest of the evening. So 0141 951 1025, that's the number you need. Come on down, get in touch. Maybe, why don't we make it more specific, give you something to get your teeth into. If this is the last week before the Top Flight teams return to action in the Scottish Cup, if you could do one bit of business for your team this week, what position would it be in? Right, so I'm sure many of you would want more, 5, 6, maybe 10 players. But just to give us a jumping off point, if you could do one bit of business for your team before the Scottish Cup games come around, what would that be? Realistically, and don't give me Kylian Mbappe moving to Rugby Park or anything like that, as good as it would be. Give me one piece of business that is an absolute priority that you want done before the weekend. 0141 951 1025.
Would your piece of business have been a left-footed midfielder? This parish?
Beat the Pundit veteran.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he'd be good in the team quiz.
Mm-hmm.
That's a start, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you need somebody. Callum Slattery, bad news about him today.
Absolutely, exactly. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, all parts of the league. As we said there, Celtic fans and Motherwell fans, you may be interested to know it is confirmed that Adam Montgomery is now a Motherwell player on loan. Was at Fleetwood, came back up the road, and is off to Fir Park on loan there. So get in touch, whatever it is you want tonight. Maybe you're a fan of a Championship team, a League One team, you want to get something off your chest from the weekend. I usually give you the full result of the weekend, goal of the weekend. It's more difficult in the winter break. Anything that jumps out, you don't have to do the full list for me.
I think Callum Davidson's opening game, Queen's Park, it's a big result against the league leaders at the time. Beating Raith, brilliant result, good start.
Hard to argue. Anything else?
Hard to argue. And a great goal from young Cameron Bruce. His first goal, 18 years of age, last month. Left wing back, onto his right foot. and nonchalantly curled it into the far corner, much to the delight of his auntie Anne-Marie, who added 15 quid on him at 28 to 1 for any time scorer. You can't say fairer than that.
You know me, please gamble responsibly. And it sounds like you've got a goal of the weekend as well. Any that caught your attention?
Rico Diak.
Partick Thistle.
Wonderful goal.
Mark Wilson was happy about that one.
Oh, is he? Yeah. Well, he would be. I never even knew he was actually in there until I was speaking to him last week at the Fives.
He's trying to claim that that just proves there's some sort of pathway into the first team or something.
And they're
like
doing
that.
Well.
And he's had a hand in it, is that what he's trying to say?
He actually had officially not even a single thing to do with it, but I'm sure he'll try.
And they beat a team of 11-year-olds on Friday night, is that right?
Yeah, 4-0, it was great.
Scotland primary school.
Did we have a howler? Was there enough football on to have a howler? Well, even one between you?
Part of it was off, wasn't it? The Dunfermline undersaw heating, something happened and there was a flooded a part of the pitch.
So the howler has gone to the pipes at East End Park.
The pipes and the groundsman's obviously. Yeah,
and I would like to think Stephen Mill could take a bit of blame in there as well. Sure. I would think, given it's Dunfermline. And listen, somebody else suggested to me, this would be the howler of the season. I don't know. We need to get independent corroboration. But somebody suggested producer John might have bet against Falkirk at the weekend.
His own team.
Chasing the Edinburgh City odds, only to be undone by a controversial stoppage time penalty.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to mention that penalty award as your howler of the season, but I wouldn't want to upset the Falkirk fans. So there we go. If you do want to look back on lower league action at the weekend, you can do. I'm thinking most of you are definitely getting further up the Hugh Keevan's impatience scale. Because you know what he's like. He'll come on here on the 4th of January, the 6th of January, and bemoan the fact that there have been no signings. And I always have to calm down, Hugh. It's early on in the window. We're halfway through the month. You don't need me to tell you. Surely this is a big week. Surely.
You know what? You would like to hope it is. I mean, Rangers obviously got business done real early by getting a player in effectively before the... or announcing a player was coming in literally on the 1st of January in Fabio Silva. So... but very, very quiet since. You know, Celtic getting linked at this moment in time with a winger. But it has been quiet. Listen, they're too busy away enjoying their times in Spain and their training camps. And hopefully it'll be this week. It may be a 31st of January dash to get a few players in.
I think it will be this week. You know what Hugh's like. His own admission, he's so impatient, he doesn't buy green bananas. So he wants all the business done by the 2nd of January. I think now that teams have got football on the horizon this weekend in the Scottish Cup, we will see transfer business stepped up.
Because they're starting to return, aren't they? I think Rangers were back in this afternoon.
Yeah, Copenhagen tomorrow.
I noticed Hibs are still in Dubai though. Yeah. So a few teams are still away doing their bit. Just as an indicator of how quiet the weekend can be without the top flight football, Kenny, we had genuine post-match analysis and discussion about a Rangers friendly in La Manga at the weekend. We were at that stage. Howler of the weekend. Philippe Clement standing outside peering over the fence.
Fantastic.
You've missed it.
Absolutely fantastic photographs.
How happy were you with your snapper?
Oh, I cannot begin to tell you. It made my Saturday.
Don't mention who it was, because I know some of them listen and I don't want them getting that type of credit on you.
But listen, it's all a bit bizarre. It was all overblown by an impatient referee, I would suggest, who should really just have said, come on now, it's a midwinter friendly, calm down.
Anyway, 01419511025, that's the number you need. You can get in touch. Transfers, weekend action, maybe something entirely different, something we've not mentioned, that's fine. It is up to you. Of course, it's maybe a bit more of a blank slate with not so much football to look back on. Just think this time next week and the Monday after, we'll all be mourning about referees and VAR, and it'll be usual Monday night fare. So until such times, we'll contend ourselves with transfer speculation. And with that in mind, Nicholas Coon has been rumbling on for about a week or so now. He is meant to be in Glasgow currently, or roundabout now, or something like that. I'm not the type that tracks flights, but there we go. So to give you a bit of an insight into what Celtic fans can expect, pleased to say Dorian Schuster joins us on the line. How's it going, Dorian?
Everything's fine. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you for your time. Tell the Celtic fans listening what type of player they will be getting.
They will get a kind of special player in the sense that he has fantastic driven skills that I would say are far too good for the Austrian Bundesliga. However, on the other hand, his shooting is, I have to say honestly, sometimes a little bit terrible. And he wastes many chances in the Austrian Bundesliga, and therefore I think it could be a major issue when playing in the Champions League, for instance, with Celtic and things like that. But yeah, I don't know if you already knew that, but in 2019 he was crowned as the biggest German talent of his year. He's born 2000. So that you know what this actually means. Kai Havertz won in 2018. So yeah, but he never managed a breakthrough. He played before Rapid in the second league in Germany, and also his first season in Vienna was quite a mess. He was quite often very injured, and yeah, he never reached the highest level of his skills and his fitness.
What area of the pitch does he prefer to play, Dorian? Which side of?
He's a right winger. Sometimes he was used as an attacking midfielder, but this didn't really work out, and so he is now only used as a right winger. He's left-footed too, so yeah, he's quite involved.
So is that something Celtic fans can expect to see, sort of cutting in from the right onto that left foot?
Yeah, absolutely. Cutting on in on the left foot, his right foot is also quite good, so no worries about that. And yeah.
What you mentioned that you know, so highly rated as a youngster and some very big clubs on his CV. Why do you think he perhaps hasn't quite hit those heights? He may well go on to do that in the future, but why do you think he's had to take a slight step backwards?
I think I wouldn't see it as a step backwards, because he never managed to even reach the first team at like Ajax or Bayern Munich. So he was loaned to Erzgebirge Aue, second tier side in Germany, and afterwards he joined Rapid Wien, which is quite a big club in Austria, so I wouldn't see it as a step backwards. But it's just not enough. It hasn't been enough with his shooting skills in combination with his with being injury prone, I'd say. So therefore, I think that Rapid Wien has been the right step. Now we will see if Celtic is. I honestly don't know if it will work out in the Scottish League. He is a fast player, but as I mentioned, he is quite injury prone. I don't know if he will have fun with Scottish defenders.
Dorian, are people in Austria surprised that a club as big as Celtic has come in to try and sign Nicholas?
Yeah, kind of, because he hasn't gotten his breakthrough at Rapid. He has been good this season. His last season wasn't that good. And now, all of a sudden, they want to sell him for 3.5 million euros. We at Transfermarkt value him at 1.5 million. So there is a slight difference.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That was Dorian Schuster, Austrian football expert at Transfermarkt, giving you a bit of a inside track on what Celtic can expect.
Austrian football, that's not Nicholas's agent, no.
No,
I got that impression.
You get that impression.
Yeah. It was far from a glowing reporter, wasn't it?
Listen, these things sometimes happen and sometimes it's on the money.
I was just waiting on you saying, so is he used to like cutting in off that right onto his left foot and then smashing it just over the bar?
Into the top corner, I think the Celtic fans will be hoping. Yeah. Let's bring in Kevin. Kevin, is this the week? Is it going to get busier on the old transfer front? What are you expecting?
How you doing, boys?
Hi, Kevin.
I am expecting Celtic to make inroads at a striker. I'm really surprised that there's not been any real traction in signing a striker. You've probably seen me mentioning Lauren Shanklin, but I'm just surprised that we've not put a bid in for him, because he knows the league. He's a good player. He's been prolific this season. And let's be honest, Lauren Shankland has built his career up. Every club he's been at, I can't actually remember. If you just think back, when was the last time Lauren Shankland had a bad season? I can't really remember. He's always had a good season, which has resulted in him getting a move the following year or following 18 months later. He's always did well, so I'm surprised we've not went in for him. But there's been some good reports this morning about Sidney van Hooijdonk and Vistgaard, and there's contrast reports on him, because I was really excited about him. But I read a report this morning, and there's a Scandinavian outlet saying that Bronby are now going to refuse to sell him to anybody before the, for the, until the the break or something like that, and him and the club are a wee bit of these, they've had a wee bit of falling out. So I don't know if that's true or no, but I would really like to see him in. I'm excited if we've got Kuhn, although your man there didn't exactly give him a glowing report.
Thanks
for that, boys.
See, there's a bit of a myth about this, because you know the way Twitter works, right? I've never spoken to our Austrian football expert prior to coming on, so it's a bit of a mystery for me as well. I'm as excited as anybody else is to hear what the, you know, what the report is, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. But there we go. You're right. It wasn't full of praise, but it sounded like there was something there.
It took me back, Gordon. Remember the night Celtic signed Patrick Klimala?
Exactly.
And we had a Polish journalist on who absolutely slaughtered them. And look what happened.
Celtic fans will obviously be hoping this one turns out a bit better. What do you make of, sort of combine the points if you like, Roger? Kevin's thinking, right, good, glad Nicholas Kuhn's coming in, but really want a striker and wants that to be an area of priority.
I wonder if Brendan Rodgers, you know, Kyogo is Celtic's number one striker by a street. O is normally there. He's away with South Korea at Asian Cup just now. I wonder if, you know, if anything was to happen to Kyogo by way of a, you know, an absence, injury or suspension, what have you, I wonder whether Dyson Maeda is sort of earmarked to play through the middle, because Celtic at the minute look more interested in signing wide men than they do strikers. So, you know, you wonder, Maeda started pre-season under Brendan Rodgers through the middle, and Brendan Rodgers spoke glowingly of him. I just wonder if that would be the Celtic plan, try and get a winger in and maybe use Maeda through the middle if anything were to happen to Kyogo.
Nicholas Kuhn, Kenny, we'll give the guy, both of them, the contributor on the line and the player himself, bit of time to see who, you know, see what transpires. I think at this stage I am always more interested stylistically, because how are you going to fit in? With the best will in the world, nobody really knows whether a signing goes on to be good, bad or indifferent. But when you kind of know stylistically and how he might fit in, is that something Brendan Rodgers clearly likes? We've seen it in his time at Celtic, a winger, you know, playing on the other side, if you like, and coming in on his left foot in this occasion.
I will listen. I think if even you look back, Sinclair played off the left. Forrest normally, again, in his first spell, was always off that right. Again,
Patrick Roberts, I suppose.
Patrick Roberts has obviously been there. But I mean, I just look, I mean, I think any time I've been on the show, the Celtic fans have been asking for at least a backup to Kyogo. Again, going on what Kevin's saying about Lauren Shanklin, again, it's not taking long for his name to get mentioned again. I just don't know if Lauren Shanklin's coming to be a backup player to Kyogo. So that's why I always think he might be better suited to go on the other side of the city, because he would play for Rangers, there's no doubt about that. But with Celtic signing another winger, I'm thinking, like, who is going to play there? You know, you've got Maeda, you've got Palmer, you've got Abada coming back. You throw Forrest and Mikey Johnson and these guys into the equation. You know, there's a lot of players in these areas, you know, whereas maybe Kevin's right, maybe striker might be a more pressing priority. And going on Maeda, I just don't know if Maeda can be the striker.
Kevin, Kenny's obviously right, there are a lot of wingers, but I take it the aim for Nicholas Kuhn is just to get in that bracket above Yang, Tilio, Forrest and Johnson. Is that where you see him? You know, we don't need to know right now whether he's going to be the best winger Celtic have got, but I'm assuming the aim for him is to be above those ones and then be battling it out with, you know, with Palma and Maeda and Abada and so on.
I would imagine so. Tilio, it's just no worked out for that boy. That boy's been injured all the time, and maybe Rodgers just doesn't fancy him. He just comes across as another Daniel Arzani, to be honest with you. Yang, I think there's still hope for Yang, but as you boys will know, and Kenny will know, because Kenny watches obviously a lot of football, he's all day, but Yang is just far too hot and cold, and he plays good, but he plays good in patches. At Celtic Rangers, he can't play good in patches. You need to play good for, you know, a consistent period of time. So that boy's obviously been brought in to challenge Palma and Maeda, in my opinion. I was actually wanting to speak, I said to your producer, I was actually wanting Kenny's opinion on this. I don't know all yous, but especially Kenny, is that there's a name that's never come up, and I watch a lot of football, right, but I would really have liked us to make a wee move for the boy Armstrong at Kilmarnock, because I think he is so consistent, he's got bags of pace, bags of confidence. And I think that a team like Celtic, I think that boy could do really, really well. And I was just wondering what Kenny thinks of that. Is Celtic too big a jump for him, or What did you think?
Well, listen, I wouldn't, he's definitely wouldn't have been on in my thinking that Celtic would have been interested. He's having a great season. You know, he's a really important player for Kilmarnock, who he's playing within a really good team at this moment. Celtic, it's a big jump. You know, again, even going back to this signing of Coon, like, for me, I think both sides of the Old Firm this year, they need to sign players. I mean, project, the word project's been used a lot in terms of the Celtic recruitment. This player maybe seems that type of a sign. If you're talking, he's just going to come in and wants to be better than the likes of Mikey Johnson or James Forrest.
I was kind of meaning that as a minimum requirement.
Absolutely, but I think, and I know you did, but I think Rangers and Celtic need guys that are going to impact their first team straight away. And there's no guarantee that can happen. I get it. Would like signings like your Armstrongs, your Shanklins, guys that are actually doing it in the league, are they lesser a risk? I think they are. But we've talked about it every night I've been on the show for the last month or so, that our teams, Rangers and Celtic, they seem to overlook players that are actually performing within our league at this moment. But you're right, Kevin, he's had a brilliant season, and there's no doubt he's performing really consistently, probably more consistent than the Celtic wingers at this moment in time.
Good man, Kevin. Thank you for kicking us off. 01419511025. What do you make of this imminent signing of Nicholas Coon or any other piece of transfer business you want to discuss? It is a great time to get in touch, and we'll speak to you next.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician's humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Roger Hanna and Kenny Miller are in the building, and you can get in touch on that usual number, 01419511025. That is exactly what Callum in Edinburgh has dialed. How's it going, Callum?
Not too bad, Gordon, yourself?
Not bad, not bad. What have you got for the guys tonight?
So basically what happened was I was down at Glasgow Airport and then plane spotting, and I think I saw Nicholas Coon coming through the security. So I think he's heading on to Celtic Park. So I'm on my way to see if he's there. As I say, he has blonde hair, but I'm not sure. But there was the media there as well, and there was someone driving his agent and him to Celtic Park. So
I'll tell you that, that's what this show was made for. Eyewitness accounts, guys hanging around the airport who can give us the exclusive. Right. I don't think he's got blonde hair. That's the only thing that's worrying me, Roger. Yeah. Unless the pictures I've seen are out of date, and he said a bleached number before he comes. Can you confirm, as a man who's big into his hairstyles?
Well, I think he'll be arriving, you know, today, tonight. I would anticipate Celtic announcing the deal tomorrow, although hopefully they won't have been listening to the show in the last 10 minutes, or they might have second thoughts. He'll be coming in. It'll be Celtic's first signing of the window. I'd imagine it won't be Celtic's last signing of the window. The only thing I could say to you, Callum, the only doubt I have in my mind is, has Halliday dyed his hair? Is he on his way to Firth Park? Could that be a
private jet landing in the Strathclyde Park?
Because that's the bigger deal. That's the one people are talking about.
We're going to push aside the full second hour of the show to talk about that one. Callum, are you a Celtic fan when you're not plane spotting Celtic yet? What are you what are you hoping for transfer wise then? Is this one that does excite you? And what else would you look for?
I'm not actually too sure. As I say, I've not really heard much about him. Just obviously in the past coming days and whatnot. So he might be all right, but whether, we don't know if he's injury prone, or, you know, that's the thing. Because some of these guys who come abroad or things like that, we don't really know much about them. And obviously we've had people in the past that came and then nobody able to start and things like that.
And hit the ground running. I wonder if how far we can push it with Callum. Like, did he look fast? Did he look agile? Do you know what I mean? Just the way he was carrying his luggage.
Was he shooting wildly across the car park?
Somebody must have been carrying his luggage for him.
There was trolleys there with his luggage, and I'm sure he was with there with his girlfriend. She had blonde hair as well, so maybe used too much dye and gave him some.
This is just bizarre. We're going to find out that it's not him at all, aren't we? He's gonna rock up with jet black hair tomorrow. Callum's about to follow somebody across the country.
Well, you, listen, finding you never
it's
know.
Just a guy that's I, just in for.
I remember a guy who came here years and years and years with black hair, and he came in one day and it was white. So you know,
it's true.
It can change. That's what happens.
No, but either that, or there's a couple of things happening here. Callum might have just discovered a new signing that we had no idea about.
Or it's just somebody getting back their holidays.
Ah, but there was press waiting, he said. Or there can't have been many, but they said there was photographers waiting. Has the Scottish Sun dispatched a snapper to the airport?
Maybe.
And as I say,
see?
Can neither confirm or deny.
There was a guy who works under like Brendan Rodgers and stuff because he checks with the welfare people. So he's like the liaison.
Oh, now we're talking. If the player liaison officer was there, Roger Hanna, yep. That must be him. It must be somebody.
I would have thought so. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's no surprise. The story's in the paper this morning. He was flying into D to.
Callum, did somebody have a big sign with his name on it?
No, there wasn't any signs.
Because that would have been, that's you. Once you see that, you know it's.
Aye.
Secure.
As I say, the ones that I spoke to were the liaison officer and the driver going to Parkhead. So as I say, I'm at Parkhead now.
Callum, I hope for your sake the medical's not at Lennox Town. Because right, I've done that before once or twice. Well, you think a press conference is at Lennox Town and you go to Celtic Park.
A well-known private hospital in the south side of Glasgow.
That is true as well. Well, Callum, I wish you well. Keep us up to date on your endeavours. Let us know how it goes.
Yes, I will do. Take care,
Nicholas, stick him on the phone because he's got a few questions to answer from Dorian Schuster.
Dorian Schuster was not.
We need to shave his blonde hair off to start with.
Indeed. Dorian Schuster was not a huge fan, Roger Hanna. But listen, I don't know. Maybe Dorian's just by nature a bit more of a reserved. Doesn't want to throw out big praise and big predictions until it happens. That's fine.
He's maybe had 10 euros and Nicholas Kinn for first goal at the weekend, and he's blasting a shot over the bar. He's just not got over it yet.
And just holds it against him.
Yeah.
Clearly, Kenny, I'm putting 2 and 7 together here. It's happening. It's got to be on. Surely we're expecting an announcement in the coming hours.
Well, if player liaison's there's drivers who are confirmed they're going to Celtic Park, then there's a good chance it's going to be a signing. Listen, like you say, it might be another signing with blonde hair this time. Maybe a striker.
Announcement
with
tomorrow.
Blonde hair. But,
Erling Haaland.
You would expect that'll be it, but there's been too much noise surrounding it for it not to be announced imminently.
Google's blonde-haired strikers. First one that comes up.
Erling Haaland.
Yeah, they'll not get him, I don't think, will they?
I wouldn't have thought. He's injured.
I can't see
him. Sign an injured striker.
Amid the long list of factors that it can't be him, I just can't see him coming through the regular departure hall, arrival hall, at Glasgow Airport, you know, just bustling his way past WH Smith.
Yeah.
I feel like he would maybe have his own private arrangement.
I would have thought so.
Right, it's probably as Nicholas Kuhn then on reflection. Anyway, 01419511025. Anything else that you want to share with us on Twitter, you can do that as well at Clyde SSB. As we said, in terms of confirmed news, Adam Montgomery, I'd like to play that clip back from the weekend where Hugh Keevan said, I mean, the Celtic have recalled Adam Montgomery. And I said, well, we never know, Hugh, maybe it's just because they're moving him out on loan somewhere else. And this is where I've got a decision to make. Do I pretend that I was in the know, or was I just saying that anyway? And I've managed to land lucky. I'll leave that up to you to decide. But Colin's a Rangers fan on the line. How's it going, Colin?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Colin.
Thanks very much for taking my call.
Our pleasure, Colin. From a Rangers perspective then, what are you thinking transfer-wise?
Bit of a curveball for you, gentlemen. I'm looking at the Ryan Jack situation. He's not getting any younger. His injuries aren't getting any better. Out of contract in the summer. To that extent, I'd like to see us go back to Aberdeen and poach young Conor Barron now as the next one for that kind of position moving forward. I think he'll do well under Clement.
I love these suggestions because why not? What do you think of that?
A contract as well coming soon, is that correct, Jeremy?
I think he is, Roger. Yeah,
it's a strange situation with Conor Barron. I really like the lad. And in the first half of the season, he didn't get nearly as much football under Barry Robson as I thought that he might. You know, Barry went with
Cup final, didn't play a minute in that cup final.
You know,
I was amazed at that.
Shinny McGrath, Clarkson, sometimes Dante Bulvara comes into the team. But Barron was actually recalled just directly before the winter break there when they won at Ross County and was outstanding. And I know a lot of Aberdeen fans were frustrated in the first half of the season at his lack of minutes. They rate the boy highly, and with his contract, as Colin says, coming up to expiry, you know, it might not be Rangers, but it wouldn't surprise you if somebody had a tickle at him.
What do you think of him as a player, Kenny?
I like what I've seen him, but like, to move to Rangers when you don't get a game for Aberdeen, is he going to improve Rangers at this moment?
What happened with Scott Wright?
Well, listen, he never improved Rangers either, you know, so I think
what Roger was saying though, someone like him specifically, I wonder if it's as simple as doesn't get a game for Aberdeen in the sense, you know, should he perhaps? Is there a fact that, you know, sometimes when the contract's running down, I've seen that mentioned, you know,
he's
that
never
a factor?
Been a regular though, is he, like, in that Aberdeen midfield, a constant big performer, you know, so for Rangers to like, to get a move for Aberdeen to Rangers, you need to be Aberdeen's best player. Like, that's it. You know, and let's be honest, he's not Aberdeen's best player. You know, you've got guys at Miofsky, you've got, again, Duke, can't he get a game either? You know, regularly. So I just think, he's done, for what I've seen him, I think he's a really good player. He's a good youngster, good Scottish youngster. But to move to Rangers and improve Rangers at this moment in time, say it at the top of the show, Rangers need guys that are going to go into that starting lineup and prove that. No guys that are going to come and potentially go in. And again, players that maybe can't get a game for a lesser Scottish
really
team.
Interested by quotes last week though, Kenny, for your old pal Alan Hutton, talking about the Rangers of his era and the Celtic of the same era buying Scottish players. You know, Rangers signed Kevin Thompson, Stephen A. Smith, Chris Boyd, yourself, guys like that. Celtic went and got Barry Robson, Conor Barton's current manager. They went and got Scott Brown. Yep. They went and signed players like that. And we've had two calls tonight. There's Colin talking about Conor Barron. I think it was Kevin at the top of the show talking about Celtic and Lauren Shankland. Callum in between, I think, was talking about Danny Armstrong and Celtic. You know, is there now a clamour for Celtic and Rangers? Should they be looking at Scottish-based players? I don't want Gordon to get all annoyed when I mention Lennon Miller, but Lennon Miller's impressed this season. David Watson at Kilmarnock's impressed this season. There might be a bunch of Scottish players there who Celtic and Rangers could look at, because the last bunch, Josh Doig, Aaron Hickey, Lewis Ferguson, all slipped through their fingers.
They've missed the ball again, but we've talked about it so many times. I even acknowledged that point at the top of the show, that Celtic and Rangers, they rarely look at what's right under their nose at the time. And it's been, like, you've just reeled off 10, 12 players there, Roger, that have been really, really good players for either side of the Old Firm. Like I said, I'll go back to it. If you're going to sign for Rangers or Celtic from another club in Scotland, you have to be the best player in that team. You have to be. And again, or unless timing and things fit, that there's a position that they need and there's a good player there. But you know, they've missed it. Your Lewis Fergusons, your Hickeys. There's a generation there that have been missed. You know, whether you go back to Alan Hutton's time, my time, there was a conveyor belt. The Dundee United players, look at the Mackay Stevens, the Armstrongs, the guys that have went on and played really, really well in Glasgow. So I think there's, it's like you're trying to find a more glamorous signing.
I mean, RW says, got to disagree with Kenny on this one. Glenn Kamara joined Rangers from Dundee and made a huge difference. Barron would be a great signing. I reckon you're going to say
he played every single week.
He was Dundee's best player
every single week, and he was Dundee's best player.
Okay,
you know, and he was 50 grand as well, which was an absolute steal. Again, I'm not saying that Conor Barron is not a good player, but if you can't get a game in Aberdeen's team, if you're not the first name on that Aberdeen team sheet, how can you then move to Rangers Celtic?
Defend your suggestion, RW. Colin.
Oh, he's a hard man to please, Miller, isn't he?
That's what he's here for.
I just think, Kenny, for what's involved on this one, Kenny, the Glenn Kamara is a good kind of comparison. I think for what you'd probably say, less than 100 grand, maybe 100 grand, I think it's worth the punt, Kenny. He might not come in automatically, but I'm looking forward, no, just like for the quick fix now. I think he could be potentially 6 months in the building. Great pre-season. There's your new Ryan Jack ready to start.
Well, we will see. We will see, Colin. As exciting as that is, I've got a proper update for you. Numerous people have been getting in touch. I've had members of the photographer club, whatever that may be. I've had cameramen getting in touch. I've had various people on Twitter, like Connor and Jamie and others. The plane spotter that we had on, his name escapes me, Callum. Yeah. Callum the plane spotter. He was right and he was wrong at the same time. So Nicholas Kuhn has arrived at Glasgow Airport. And this blonde haired man that Callum speaks of was his agent. So the player himself was whisked away, and everybody started chasing the agent, thinking it might have been some sort of new signing, but it wasn't. He's just the poor guy going about his business. He's the decoy, if you like. And there are pictures, people are tweeting them into me. Thank you very much. I like the way that it's been put from Connor. He says, can't believe it, but the boy wasn't talking out his... Because I was a wee bit sceptical, I have to say. No, you're not the same.
No, our callers are our eyes and ears out there.
I know, but it was just the way that he just came and said, look, I was just down at the airport doing a bit of plane spotting and I happened to see Celtic's new sign and I thought, But he did go on to back it up. But apparently Fabian Dingler is the agent.
You're now just making names up.
I'm genuinely not.
Dingler? How are you spelling this?
I don't know. Listen, let's move on. But our plane spotter, he's giving you the information you need, right? That's why you listen here. We're at the cutting edge of this stuff. Celtic's new signing.
He's here. He will be Celtic Park in the freezing cold.
He's in Glasgow.
For nothing.
And there we go. Brilliant pictures making their way to me as well. So we'll take more of your calls next. Clyde One. Right, it's a rollover on Make Me A Winner. Last time out, the call went to five rings unanswered, but we could make you the winner of £65,000 tomorrow when we make another call, but you need to be in the draw. Text YES to 61025. Text for £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com. An online entry costs £2, or call 0330 880 4523, and those calls are charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only. Entries since Peter won on Friday have rolled over, and all the rules for this network competition are online. If you get the call from us after 3pm tomorrow, answer within five rings, say make me a winner straight away. Make me a winner, not I'm just a way to do some plane spotting or anything. Just make me a winner, and that 65 grand would be yours. Text YES to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Kenny Miller and Roger Hanna are here. It's 0141 951 1025. You should see the panic in Roger Hanna's face, realising that his newspaper is going to have pictures of Nicholas Kuhn's agent on the back page tomorrow and not the player himself. Honestly, Scottish football keeps you on your toes, doesn't it?
I'll tell you something, the photographer better not put in expenses if he's taking pictures of the wrong man.
Listen, sometimes you can... The guy was whisked off airside for his own privacy, by all accounts.
Nonsense.
He's not happy, is he? He's not happy at all. Anyway, 0141 951 1025. That's the number you need. I think we're about to speak to Ross. We'll see if we can get back in touch with him. But this is this. I feel like it's properly transfer window when we're getting people calling up from the airport with eyewitness accounts. That's when you know. It was always taxi drivers, was it not, Roger Hanna? Back in the day.
Oh yes, back in the day.
That was
a
staple of this show.
Yes,
taxi
very much
would call in.
Yeah, it was a taxi driver that would take the player from the airport to the club quite often.
So like private cars and so on now.
Yeah, it's all moved on. Player liaison officers and things. You know, it's in the modern world.
Anyway,
I blame Kenny Miller, all those transfers. You must have been whisked off airside.
Never.
No?
I think you only moved once in January, was it?
Yep.
Turkey,
yeah. I mean, that was carnage when I arrived at the airport that time. That was like, it was like Ronaldo was arriving, actually. I was like, by the way, what's going on here?
I remember it because the phone in at Radio Bursa phoned me. I was the Scottish transfer expert. And they said, what about this Kenny Miller?
He's shooting rubbish.
I said, he's injury prone. He's shooting rubbish. I'd only pay 1.5 for him.
No, they've got a bargain.
There we go. Anyway, if you want to call in with your transfer wish list, you can. I'm still getting numerous pictures of Nicholas Kuhn's agent tweeted. Who there we are. Yep, there he is in all his glory, just in case you're wondering. Yep. There he is, blonde hair and all, with Christian Nerlinger.
See, that was there.
I'm alongside him.
I was actually at the airport the day Christian Nerlinger came in to sign for Rangers.
Look at that.
And there wasn't a player liaison officer in those days. John Gregg came and collected him.
Incredible.
Yep. Back in the day, greatest ever Ranger at the airport.
And now look at you. You send your minions to go and get the pictures at the airport, and you're in here with radio royalty like us.
Indeed, absolutely correct.
Almost said it with a straight face. Right,
I'll always remember that day, Kenny, because he was delayed by about 30 minutes, and I bought John Gregg a coffee when we were waiting for him. And John Gregg finished his coffee and said to me, I thoroughly enjoyed that 3-course meal. I said, what do you mean, John? He says, because I know by the time you put your expenses in, my coffee will have turned into a 3-course meal.
How does the Scottish Sun expense desk deal with the parking charges at the airport these days? Not to go off on a tangent when we should be talking about transfers, But it's,
don't start me. I had to drop my son off at Glasgow Airport yesterday. I was in the place about 30 seconds to get charged a fiver.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Anyway, let's get back to football if we can. I think we're going to speak to Jerry on the line. Ross was calling from Lanzarote. That might explain why we can't quite get the connection. He's clearly got other things to do, but hopefully we can get Jerry on in just a second and give us his transfer wish list or thoughts. Indeed we can. Jerry, how are you? All right, Jerry.
Yes, hello.
Hello. What are you thinking? Celtic's transfer business.
That was all. I was just so quick. I just only phoned up about 15 seconds.
That's the beauty of it. Timing's everything.
Right, I know. I was listening to what you were saying about the fella Coon. Now, I never prejudge any players because most of the players that a lot of clubs sign, especially in Scotland, we've never heard of before. You know, going back to Van Dijk and Hooper and only Turnbull, is the only one that we've actually signed of any. So never prejudge a player. But what I was saying was if he does come, I've counted 8 wingers then. He would be the 8th winger at Celtic. Excuse me. I'll just sit up a wee bit. And that doesn't even include Hans Ivanovic, who's still a Celtic player. And he's not really getting a nod too often down in Stoke. Now, that means then that somebody like Rudy Vatter, who looked good in 3 or 4 occasions under Big Postel last season, he must be thinking, absolutely no chance of me staying here. Now, Celtic don't bring through as many players as people think. You can back to McGeady, McGregor, Forrest, Tierney. Welsh hasn't really established himself, so nobody is really given a proper chance. Mikey Johnson, you know, what's the story with him just now? Now, he looks like he's possibly going to be a victim if this guy Coon comes. So, Vatter, why would we give him a chance before buying players that we know very little about or have got no real pedigree? So that's really sad for somebody who looked, as I say, fairly decent in the few occasions that he played under Postecoglou.
Yeah. Rocco Vatter, the latest, it appears Roger is Serie B side Como.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad part of the world to go and live, I suppose, and play your football. But yeah, I mean, when Kenny's writing down the 8 wingers, Jerry's added on Hak Šabanović, I mean, Rocco Vatter doesn't even enter that number.
No, and listen, Jerry, the first thing I would say is you're quite right not to prejudge players. That's Hugh Keevans' job.
Exactly.
But listen, I know what you mean, and it's a delicate balancing act for Brendan Rodgers. At a time when there is a league title race on, Celtic are 8 clear, Rangers have 2 games in hand. So there is a title race for the first time in a few years. Brendan Rodgers has to decide, at a time like this, can he try Rocco Vatter in the team? Or is he better? Does he believe signing a player like Nicholas Coon is going to help Celtic over the finishing line to win the title again? One thing we say, you know, we often say it in the show, you know, we don't see much of Rocco Vatter, but Brendan Rodgers sees him every day at Lennoxdown. And if Brendan Rodgers felt he was ready to go into the first team, he would be in the first team. So I think, you know, there has to be fans always need to put a bit of trust in their manager and believe that the manager gets it right. And if the manager doesn't get it right, then that's a different kettle of fish. You know, people can pile on and criticise him then. But, you know, Rocco Vatter has been there a period of time now. He didn't get much action under Ange either. So clearly Brendan Rodgers feels Celtic are better to move on, and moving on means Nicholas Coon coming into the building.
Would you expect any of those wingers to be allowed to leave this window, Kenny? We've seen like Kwon go to St Mirren, Adam Montgomery going to Motherwell, but again, these guys were even further out the picture than some of those wingers that we've mentioned. Not Rocco Vatter, admittedly. But can you see any movement in that area?
If anybody, I think potentially Mikey Johnson. He's kind of been in the periphery. He's came on, he's started a few games. You know what, I think he's actually done okay, but it does look like he's someone. If you look at them, it's not going to be a Barra, it's not going to be Maeda, it's not going to be Palmer. It's not going to be James Forrest now at the stage of his career. So and now you've got Coon, so there's 5 or 6 that you've named. So if anywhere, maybe Mikey Johnson, obviously he's came back in, he's now part of the squad, he's already been on loan, had a decent enough loan spell last year, so maybe he would be the one again. But you probably need more than one to go when you're sitting with 7 or 8 wingers. But if I was to pick one, maybe Mikey Johnson. I think he would maybe have something on in the in this transfer window.
What do you think, Jerry?
Right. Well, I think it's almost certain that's going to happen because he's been given a chance and he only seems, this is Johnson I'm talking about, he only seems to have any real effect from the bench. Now, another guy, I counted the eight, and I'm including Mark Tilio, who's, I put him in my teaser there, I think, on Wednesday with you, and he's got seven caps for Australia. He's over there just now. He must see that situation as well, seeing that a left-footed right winger, who we were told that was Yang's sort of situation with Salah or Mahrez, but Yang has played actually slightly more on the left. There's five of them have got really no chance of continuing in any sort of gate appearance figures for the rest of the season. So we're talking nine, and so probably four or five of them will have to be moved on, I think. It's and there's really nothing else halfway through January. There's really no other name being mentioned, is there?
I think you're right. I think it's quiet. Roger Hanna's newspaper is worried, let me tell you. But for us, we've got plenty of entertainment about to come in the form of this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
It's a new week, which means a new clean slate on Beat the Pundit. Roger Hanna still claims he's on minus one. We are still in discussions to see if that changes. But if you want to take them on and try and take them down, it's 0141 951 1025. The lines do close at 7 o'clock.
The winning team all season long. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Kenny Miller and Roger Hanna are here. It's 0141 951 1025, and we are here until 8 o'clock to take your calls. It's really an open forum for you to just get any transfer window stuff off your chest, whether it's your wish list, that one priority position you want before the top flight teams return in the cup this week, maybe a more general overview. You can throw specific names at us, whatever you want. 0141 951 1025. Let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, it is Beat the Pundit time. And I suppose, Roger Hanna, this will be your first venture into quizzing since you were roped in to the
last week,
to the big winter break quiz between Mark Wilson and Gordon DL. Kenny Miller, we had a Who Wants to Be a Winner on Air, see what we did there, round where I did my best Chris Tarrant, and Roger was the phone a friend.
What was it? Game on there.
He got Mark Wilson's question wrong, but got Gordon DL's right.
Was that on purpose? Was there a conspiracy there?
I think so.
There was different levels of question.
They were quite difficult, it has to be said.
I thought Daz's was okay. I thought Mark's was really tough.
Well, did you hear the latest on Saturday? We actually had to launch a stewards inquiry. It turns out we think they actually drew on the night rather than Mark winning
Kirkpatrick,
by one.
Kirkpatrick.
So we're going to settle it this Thursday, I think. But anyway, let's play Beat the Pundit first. John's in Livingston. How's it going, John?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad, John. What's got a bigger chance of happening? You winning at Beat the Pundit or Celtic doing multiple pieces of transfer business before the end of this window?
Oh, me winning, there's no chance of the other one.
Well, listen, you said it. I don't know your Beat the Pundit ability, but we are about to find out. Heads, it's Kenny. Tails, it's Roger Hanna. And it is heads. He's pretty good as well, but I think it's still worth avoiding Roger Hanna. What we'll do here is give Kenny some greatest hits radio to listen to, and that way he can't hear us. You've got 30 seconds, John. Just answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know the answer, okay?
Okay.
Right, you're 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Who's currently bottom of the Scottish Premiership?
Livingston.
Tony Docherty was assistant at what club before joining Dundee?
St Johnstone.
Who were the only championship team to win on Saturday in Scotland?
Pass.
Name any English international playing in the Scottish Premiership?
Joe Hart.
Who's the only Norwegian currently at Celtic?
Odin Holm.
What club did Lee Bullen play for in England?
Pass.
How many League Cups did Gordon DL win as a player?
Three.
Okay, let's bring back Kenny. Can you hear us? Got us now? Good, same set of questions. 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Who is currently bottom of the Scottish Premiership?
Livingston.
Tony Docherty was assistant at what club before joining Dundee?
Kilmarnock.
Who were the only championship team to win on Saturday in Scotland?
Queen's Park.
Name any English international who plays in the Scottish Premiership.
Jack Butland.
Who is the only Norwegian currently at Celtic?
Tiago Holm.
What club did Lee Bullen play for in England?
Sheffield Wednesday.
How many League Cups did Gordon Dalziel win as a player?
One.
Who do Rangers face in a friendly at Ibrox tomorrow?
Copenhagen.
What do you think, John?
I think he might have done me.
I think he's grown into on this show. You used to have a small chance of beating him when he first joined our madness, but he just gets more confident every week. Anyway, bottom of the Premiership. John is a Celtic fan, but he's from Livingston, so he was bound to get that. And former Livingston manager, of course.
Yeah.
You may have forgotten about the short stint at Kenny Miller, 1-1. Tony Dock was at Kilmarnock with his old pal Derek McInnes. John, I'm afraid Kenny goes 2-1 in front. The only championship team to win on Saturday, because Dundee United played on Friday. Really testing your knowledge there. Is Queen's Park. So 3-1 to Kenny. You both knew Joe Hart and Jack Butland are the ones with England caps in Scotland. You both knew Odin Tiago Holm was the only Norwegian. So John was actually not bad. He just met a very confident performer in Kenny Miller. Lee Bullen played for Sheffield Wednesday, the context being Roger Hanna.
He's lost his job as Air United manager.
You're the resident Air United correspondent on the show. Is that the right decision, the wrong decision?
Listen, he did terrifically well last season, second in the Championship, Scottish Cup quarter final, fuelled by 24 goals from Dipo Akinyemi. It's not quite been the same this season. There are always contributory factors, selection issues at the back, injuries in midfield, not really finding a like for like replacement for Akinyemi. But in the relegation playoff places, the next three games are huge. Kelty in the cup, and then the two teams closest to you are Queen's Park and Arbroath. So you can see why the board made the decision.
I know you've got huge influence in that part of the country. So I'm just wondering, when you get Kenny Miller the job, can you make sure that he still stays here as part of
Clyde One Super Scoreboard? Part of the deal. Yep.
Can you get it written into the contract?
Absolutely.
Good. Right. Anyway, we move on. How many League Cups did Gordon Dalziel win as a player? One with Raith, obviously, and one with Rangers. It's two. And it was the only question you got wrong. Yeah. Your Gordon Dalziel knowledge has undone you. Rangers face Copenhagen in a friendly tomorrow night.
The next question would have been, and where are the winners' medals now?
Well, in the skip somewhere, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that story? Yeah. Was that before you came on here? Well, you know he's got a story for everything.
Yeah.
Because he's like truly one of the world's most ridiculous people. He binned every medal that he's ever won.
Why?
Because he didn't know that they were stored under a spare bed. You know, like the beds that have got like the drawers in them. They were all in there, and he put the bed in the dump, and everything from his football career was in it.
Oh my goodness!
Honestly, John, listen, you met a man in form. I thought you did okay, but it was not enough. Hard lines, John.
Thanks, guys. No.
Cheers, John.
Cheers, John.
Pleasure, John. That was John in Livingston. I forgot about that friendly tomorrow night. Does that mean on Wednesday we can do the same sort of detailed analysis of that friendly as we did in the La Manga one at the weekend?
Supposed to be, what is it, -7 tomorrow night? Please tell me Andrew or Gabs are going to the game.
I'd like to think so. I mean, if they've any dedication to their craft whatsoever, then you'd absolutely like to think so.
They better be there.
Andrew apparently is, yeah. That's how desperate we are for content in the winter break.
Need updates, regular.
What sort
updates
of crowd are you getting in a friendly?
A cold one.
In -7.
The Rangers are still producing.
I know they will,
thousands,
that's the thing.
Thousands will turn up.
I don't doubt it. It's admirable commitment to the cause.
The tickets are quite low cost, I think.
They would need to be. Mm-hmm. Couldn't pay Gordon Dalziel to go to that. This is a man
who.
Now, listen, you say
Oh, no, it's Wednesday.
He has pitched up at a lot of strange fixtures this season. Very well dressed, too.
Surely not a friendly in January or whatever we are now. Can't be having that. But anyway, I suppose, Kenny, what. We said it all with a bit of tongue in cheek. There wasn't that much to discuss from a top flight perspective on Saturday. Rangers happened to be playing a friendly. Everybody could see it. So I don't think you can go overboard, obviously, on any sort of analysis, but it's there and it's in front of you, and you might as well, you know, see what you can take away. Anything? Was there anything to note? The fact that, I don't know, is it just game time for Fabio Silva, that sort of thing?
I think they were trying to get him right up to speed as quickly as they can, so it wouldn't surprise me if he's in that starting lineup again tomorrow night, because he's stated that's where, as much as he can play different positions, that's where he's going to look to use them in the absence, obviously, Roof being injured and Danilo being injured and Dessler's being the only forward. So it's, you know, I think for Philippe Clement, yeah, it's friendlies, but there's been a lot of talk. It's been the first time he's probably going to have real training time on that on the grass with his team, like in terms of consistent days training and building towards something. So I think these games have still got a big part to play. It's a mini pre-season, but he'll be looking to, again, Silva, getting him up to speed. Probably have been working on a few things over the course of the camp as well, hoping to see that come to fruition and be in a better place come Saturday when you've got the Scottish Cup game.
Just depends your mindset, Roger, on how you view these things. I don't think there was anything really that, having watched it, that Rangers fans would phone in and say, oh, I thought this was really good. But whether that's because it was just a friendly and who cares, or whether it was lacking in something that Philippe Clement wanted, that would be up to him.
What was really good for Rangers was there were no more injuries. One, I think it was the caller earlier on spoke about Ryan Jack coming back to fitness. But, you know, Philippe Clement in his time hasn't seen a lot of Nicholas Rask and his countrymen, hasn't seen a lot of Tom Lawrence, hasn't seen a lot of Ryan Jack or John Souter, players like that. And I think the only ones who weren't there were Kamar Ruth and Danilo, who are, you know, a bit longer term. So that will be the great takeaway for Philippe Clement, that he's got more players on the grass over there. He's getting a squad closer to full fitness than he's had in his time at the club so far. And as you say, Kenny, the one signing so far, Fabio Silva, has got a bit more time with his new teammates.
Yeah, let's speak to Ross, who's on the line. Ross is in Lanzarote. How's it going?
How's it going? You okay, boys?
Not bad. You, what are you thinking tonight?
Just about striker situation at Rangers.
You want another one?
Ideally, it would be Shankland for me. I do think the second half of the season, I would be confident going into it. Will Fabio cut it? Dessers, I do like, but for me, he's not clinical enough in the up front, certainly for the Rangers. You know, for the past, you've had Boyd, you've had Millers, Puzzles, but for me, he's not an out-and-out goal scorer for Rangers. His work rate, everything clinical. You know, he works backside, if you could say, but for me, he doesn't get enough goals for us.
I think what you can do then, what a friendly can do, is reinforce a view that's already there. Yeah, like, you know, if you're not, maybe don't learn anything new because it's a friendly, but if you're already worried about Cyril Dessers, like Ross and other Rangers fans are, then I think there was a chance or a couple of chances or moments he passed up at the weekend, that still goes down as proof that he's going to struggle.
He won't do, Gordon. That's the bottom line. The goal he scored in Seville against Betis was outstanding, but everyone sat up, not because it was outstanding, it was because they were so surprised. He's been really poor since he's been at the club. Danilo looks better, Kemar Roof looks better, but neither of them are fit. Sam Lammers has left the building, which many Rangers fans would think is a good thing. So Silva in and Lammers out is, you know, one in, one out. It doesn't really add to the attacking options. And with Danilo and Roof still out for a period of time, I agree with Ross. I think Rangers need another striker.
Right. Lauren Shankland, I said it on January the 2nd, he will get mentioned every day in this January window. And it's just been ongoing. To move it on slightly, to just nudge it a bit, today there are reports he's been offered this bumper new Hearts deal. Hearts' highest paid player in 10 years, I think I saw one of the, again, just reports I can't confirm that. That is Hearts obviously showing their hand, Kenny. So does Lauren Shankland want to accept that? Does another club want to come and do something about it now? It feels like it's at least moving somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's Hearts trying to kind of protect their best asset, you know, and their best player. So, I mean, if you take his goals out of Hearts' team, I mean, where would they be sitting? Even if his replacement got half his goals, you know, they're still not getting the same amount of points. So I think the biggest thing is, and we've talked about this before, does Philippe Clement want to sign Lauren Shankland? Does Brendan Rodgers want to sign Lauren Shankland? Because see, at that point, it doesn't really matter what Hearts have offered him, because he's going to go and get a bigger contract with Rangers or a bigger contract with Celtic. So that's the biggest. Or, by the way, again, I've said it as well, or does somebody in England want to take a little nibble at him? Because this is a guy that's going to probably get close to 30 goals, if not 30 goals this season. So, and that's bats off the back of 28 last season. So I think he's that's the question. Is there anybody, particularly our two big clubs, if they want to sign him, then they're going to need to pay the money, they're going to need to pay the transfer fee, because Hearts are in control of that. And then I think Lauren Shankly would look to move.
Listen, it's all about the optics. Lauren Shankly won't sign the contract extension with Hearts just now. Why would he? Absolutely no chance he will.
And who signs the first offer anyway, Roger?
But Hearts need to be seen to be pushing the boat out in a bid to keep Lauren Shankland at the club. Lauren Shankland, we said in the show last Monday night, Kenny, Lauren Shankland is more important to Hearts than any other player in the league is important to their club. You know, you can see, pick a player at Celtic, Kyogo, or pick a player at Rangers, Tavernier. You know, if they come out of the team, it would be a setback. But they've a lot of other good players who would, you know, help share the burden. Shankland has scored 13 league goals for Hearts. Kenny Vargas and Owen Goals have scored 3. Shankland has carried Hearts on his shoulders, so he's crucial to Hearts. He's crucial to Hearts finishing third. He knows his value. He won't sign a contract extension just now. And you're right, if Philippe Clement or Brendan Rodgers want him, they're just going to need to go and pay the money.
Do we need to be a bit more patient, Ross? And I know we don't tend to do that, but yeah, just to see what Fabio Silva can do, or does it still need another one regardless?
I think if they're going to make a push, we've got Hibs next week as well, so that's a must-win. We're going into every game, it's a must-win. You know, Celtic are clinical, Celtic are used to this as well. We're winning away, they're used to week in, week out, winning dirty, you could say, and we're just winning, you know, as for the champions for. But I think for us to even put a push in, I can't see Hearts selling it, to be honest. You know, they lost suit offer, they could have got a good money for him. So I think that's why, like, I see it happening.
Well, yeah, because obviously we've spoken about it before, the European money that Hearts would get. You know, can you get third place without Lauren Shankland and so on? Is that why this transfer window is bringing out the impatience in everybody, Kenny? Because there's a feeling there, maybe particularly Rangers, because they're just behind and they're the team that's kind of in transition, and Philippe Clement's come in and Celtic are champions and it's all a bit more settled there, that what you do in this window really might determine whether you can contend for the title or not.
You know, I think it can definitely enhance Rangers' chances. There's no doubt about it. If you can get, I said it a month ago, 6 weeks, if you could give Philippe Clement, if you gave him 2 starting players in that team to improve his starting 11, I think he would rip your hand off for it. Like you say, Celtic are, they're far more settled. Rangers need improvement. You know, the thing about Philippe Clement since he's came in, his consistency, his results has been phenomenal. So you're not competing against Celtic every week. You know, you need to beat the rest, and it's something he's done very, very well with a team that weren't able to do that before he came in. So he's got a tune out with them. He's got them into a different mindset that no matter if they're played, because they've not played brilliant stuff all the time, but they've got the job done, you know. So if he can improve that starting lineup in January, there's no doubt it enhances the chance that Rangers can be lifting a league title.
Is that your feeling, Roger? Do Rangers need to improve that starting 11 to be title contenders, or are they already that?
Here's the thing. Rangers and Celtic are ahead of the rest. So if we have a comparison here, they're going to win the majority of the games. Maybe the odds slip up either side. Rangers, if they win their 2 games in hand, are still 2 points behind. So they would, you would think, in all likelihood, need to beat Celtic at Ibrox. They might then need to get a result after the split against Celtic at Celtic Park. I don't think Rangers will take 4 or 6 points off Celtic with Cyril Dessers at centre-forward. I think signing another striker between now and the end of this month could be the difference between Rangers winning the league and Rangers not winning the league.
Well put. Thank you very much to Ross, who's in Lanzarote. Are you just on holiday, Ross? You don't live there, do you?
No, unfortunately, I don't work here. I live in East Kilbride, so it's a wee winter break before I go back to work.
Bit different, isn't it? You're at that point in the night, aren't you, where everybody else is getting ready and you thought, I'll just spend this time wisely by phoning Clyde One Super Scoreboard?
I was talking to my dad, Jamie, and he thought, let's listen. I went, we'll have a few San Miguel's, and then we'll put it on. Can't I beat it? It's like back home again.
Enjoy your holiday, Ross, good man.
Thanks, boys. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
You do know Gordon there's a Super Scoreboard contributor, a friend of ours, who's currently on holiday in Tenerife.
Is this David Friel, heard on Saturday Super Scoreboards quite often?
And each night he sent me a picture of a San Miguel from his balcony just to noise me up.
Whilst listening to this show, I hope.
I would hope so.
Do you know who's in desperate need of a San Miguel, or anything with any calories in it for that matter? The man to your right. Have you heard about this?
No.
Ludicrous. Now, we're used to DL every day in here. He's on this,
he's BMI,
he's in this gym routine or that, or he's in this diet, and he fasts at like certain hours of the day. This man here, tell him.
I'm in the midst of a 3-day fast.
3 days?
3-day fast.
Yeah, 3 there. Apparently, it's good for you. So I thought, you know, I'm going to give that a go.
I want to start a 3-hour fast.
I've got my water and my electrolytes right there, but that's me.
That's why
he's been,
if you've not noticed how often, every time he's been drinking that water like there's no tomorrow, because it's all he's allowed to drink for 3 days.
It's a funny colour.
My day down.
Is that what's in it?
It's electrolyte shot.
Ooh.
Lovely.
Not for me, Roger, Hannah.
No, the colour, I wasn't sure whether he was emptying the bottle or filling it.
You and I tend to discuss what we're having for dinner as soon as this show finishes on a Monday night. I can't do that.
We can have that in the car on the way home.
So where are you, Dave?
This is effect what we're now. That's me just past 24 hours for last night.
You've 2 days to go? Yeah,
2 days to go.
How are you feeling?
Wednesday night. Feel fine. Don't feel up there. I'm a bit lightheaded. So if I make any crazy Hugh Keevan's predictions tonight, then I'm just a wee bit lightheaded. Aye.
We could make him sign for somebody before the end of this show, Roger Hannah.
A few teams could do it as well. But
I saw you at that testimonial last week, but I see you're still limping a week on. 01419511025, and we'll speak to you next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 01419511025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Roger Hannah and Kenny Miller, who is still here. He's not passed out during the break. 1 day into his 3 day fast.
And I just got a message for the wife that it says, just as well you never shame me that I never made it past midday today.
That would be me. Mrs. Miller, I appreciate that lack of effort. That would be me. I'd be lucky to make it to midday, I must admit. Anyway, you can phone in. Probably best if we stick to football rather than Kenny Miller's diet. But whatever you want, 01419511025. Any of my Motherwell supporting folks out there want to phone about the potentially imminent arrival of Andrew Halliday on a permanent deal from Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
You know what's always impressed me about your club, Gordon? Some of the innovative ideas they do. I don't mean a Taylor Swift video last week. I'm talking about some of the signing videos. They do really good imaginative videos on their social media
to
announce big name new signings. I think they did it in the past where, who was the one that played the piano?
Well, I think it was Peter Hartley's new contract. So it was like a spoof of Alexis Sanchez at Man United and he smashed up this little piano and
that
it
was
went
right.
Crazy, didn't it? It was viewed all sorts of.
So, I mean, can you imagine the scope they'll have to do a social media video on the signing of Andy Halliday?
I just can't see any way that it doesn't feature Gordon Dale. I just this is
or,
the guy,
or your good self.
This is the guy who, remember, his cardboard cutout was there during the COVID season, right there in this. He lives just there. He's a local celebrity or ambassador, as he sometimes tells me, which is really weird. I just can't see any way that it doesn't.
He's maybe brokered the deal.
Doesn't feature
know.
Him. Honestly, but there we are, and it's not even tongue in cheek. It is serious. Andy Halliday, our own Andy Halliday, is in talks with Motherwell about a move to Fir Park.
Does the deal include the bench cam? Does it go with him?
Yeah, I think so. I know they could do the Gitman, one of the many Turkish barbers that Motherwell has. You know, tame the bush a bit before his new. I probably should have used a different word there on reflection, shouldn't I? Now that I think about it, but it's live radio, and once you've said it, you've said it. So listen, he's a modern man, I'm sure. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into. Let me give you this question.
The full-time teaser with Sliding Wardrobe Solutions East Kilbride. Slat wall panels available in 7 colours. Now in stock at East Kilbride at competitive prices.
Right, good question this. I like it, and it's the crazy pony who sent it in. Can you name 8 former Old Firm players who are currently playing for a European Cup / Champions League winning club? Can you name 8 former Old Firm players who currently play for a European Cup / Champions League winning club?
So not the current Celtic squad who play for one?
No, because they would not be former players, would they?
Malik Tillman.
Yep, plays for
PSV Eindhoven.
Correct. Kenny Miller.
I'm toiling now. Get my head around this one.
Virgil van Dijk.
Yes, well done. Okay, we'll leave it there. We'll get back to it. I think once you get on a roll with these things, I think you'll be absolutely fine. Can you name 8 former Old Firm players who are currently playing for a European Cup / Champions League winning club? We'll get to the rest of them. Tillman and Van Dijk. Annie's Land says, if they don't announce Halliday with a turkey flag emoji, pen emoji, someone needs the sack. He says, I quite like that. See us? We're getting somewhere. Let's try and be serious about him for one minute, right?
Why?
I know, it's boring, but we'll just do it for 1 minute. It is an interesting signing on a purely footballing basis, isn't it?
Well, it makes sense for Motherwell. If you look at the signing Adam Montgomery from Celtic today, the move for him, because Brody Spencer, a player Kenny knows well, mm-hmm. has been recalled by Huddersfield. It's a like-for-like replacement. Motherwell, unfortunately, have lost Callum Slattery for the season, a bad injury in training last week. They need a midfielder, so they've moved for Andy Halliday. Andy, for me, and I'm not just saying this because he sometimes sits next to me on a Monday night, I think he's been unfortunate at Hearts this season. He played very well in previous seasons for Hearts. I was there the day, scored twice in an Edinburgh derby win against Hibs. I think he played a crucial role in getting Hearts into Europe this season. And given some of the good run there over the festives and the cemented 93rd place, but given some of the tribulations that they had in the autumn, particularly in the midfield area, I'm very surprised he didn't see more action. He'll get that action at Motherwell now, I suspect, and I think he'll be a good signing.
I think it'll be a brilliant signing. You know, I think he's still got a lot to offer, and he's also had great legs in terms of getting about the pitch. He's fast, you know, he can take the ball. I think he'll be a good influence on that Motherwell team as well. So yeah, I think it's a great signing.
Maybe the experience as well of the league.
Absolutely.
A few different parts within it now, and at some point soon.
He's a brilliant boy as well.
Lennon Miller will come back in, and obviously he's got a lot. Apart from experience, and you know, never know, it might all just come together in there.
Come together, you know, they could end up in there together. You know, like playing in there is like that kind of 260s that Stuart Kettlewell's been playing. But he'll be a really good player for them. But like you say, bring the experience, bring a bit of balance, being a left footer in there as well. And I think he's got real quality, Andy. I love playing alongside him.
I'm a bit torn though, because I just used to like being against them.
Yeah,
you know that way, and I'm just. I've just been like, I don't know if like rooting for him. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. And he scored against Motherwell, I think, three times or something last season.
Yep. And that was the thing. He played well last season. He contributed. He really did. And I'm surprised he hasn't seen more action at Hearts. The bench camp's seen more action than he has. And it'll be good to see him back in the pitch.
If it happens, of course, not done yet, but I think heading in that direction.
Big one. Alloa Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're maybe just going to wait till Friday just to build the excitement and put a couple more thousand in the gate.
Or bring them out at half time, like stars in your eyes, sort of thing. My first experience of football heartbreak was a Motherwell Alloa Cup game at Fir Park.
Don't mention Alloa and Cup games.
Not as bad as yours, to be fair, but lost on penalties. It'll be like kind of mid-90s, mid to late 90s. I'm over it now, though. The Adam Montgomery one, again, Roger, he's, if you look at it through a Celtic lens, we know about what are we, third, fourth kind of loan for Adam Montgomery. That's now probably not one where Celtic fans are looking and thinking, oh well, maybe he'll come back and be a member of the first team. It's probably about paving the way for what's next. Is that fair?
I thought he did well when he was at St Johnstone last season on loan. He went down to Fleetwood when Scott Brown was in charge. Maybe not quite gone the way Celtic would have hoped it would. They've brought him back up the road. He's gone out to Motherwell. I would imagine he would see plenty of action second half of the season at Motherwell. And listen, he's a young Scottish player. You never like to give up on them. You would like to think he'd go to Motherwell, do really well, and then maybe go back and get the chance to challenge Greg Taylor next season. He's still a Celtic player. It's still up to Adam how it goes.
Yeah, and I think it's not even about going back to Celtic for me. It's putting yourself in the shop window to show you're capable of playing first team football every single week. You know, he'd done decent at St Johnstone. I mean, I think when you talk about Celtic's left side of that defence, it's always an area that you think that they should be strengthening, they could strengthen. So it's an opportunity to go out and show you can play football, you're a good player, and if it's not going to be at Celtic, it could be somewhere else.
Is it also about finding out specifically whether Adam Montgomery is better at left back or better further up the pitch? I mean, he's done both.
I remember when he first came into the squad, it was just after Neil Lennon left. Remember John Kennedy there on towards the end of one season, and John Kennedy brought him in and he was involved a lot, and he was involved sometimes in further up the park, if you know what I mean. But left back, left wing back does seem to be, and you find that with players, Gordon, it does seem to be where he's now viewed and where his future's now viewed. Anyway, Celtic don't need another winger. One of the callers earlier on said they've got 9 or 10.
That's true. 01419511025 or Twitter at ClydeSSB. If you want to get in touch, we're talking transfers. Any lower league fans want to get something off your chest from your performance at the weekend? I know the guys have enjoyed going out and about around the grounds. Remind me, you were at...
I was at Starks Park to see Big Queen's shock. Park win. Callum Davidson's first game. Cameron Bruce, debut winner for Sean Welsh. And it prevented Wraith from going top of the league.
William is on the line. William, how are you?
Evening, guys. How we doing?
Hi, good. William. All good in here. What are you thinking tonight?
I'm just thinking the last caller there, Jerry, he was talking about eight wingers, and it reminded me of Brendan Rodgers. The last time he was here, he was talking about a million wingers, you know. Yeah,
Marion Schwed signing day.
Schwed, aye. And I thought to myself, well, why? I think we've stood still. I think Celtic are standing still in the transfer market since Brendan Rodgers has come in, you know. So, and I think we're looking in places where we shouldn't be. We're looking at places where we're bringing in players that we shouldn't have. To bring in players, for me, we should be bringing in another goalkeeper and a striker, you know, and even somebody for to challenge Taylor at left back, you know.
I know you've numbers then, numbers fine. Do you have enough good wingers? I mean, because Brendan Rodgers obviously wants quality, said there's every chance that Nicholas Kuhn comes in and is better than some of them that are there. Can it be improved on, even though there's numbers there? Do you have enough good ones?
I think we have got enough good ones, you know. I think there's enough there for me, you know. I mean, the way Brendan Rodgers plays, he's playing with wingers, you know. And for me, what he needs up front is a big striker like Lyndon Dykes, and I would try and go and get Lyndon Dykes, you know. I think Dykes would make a difference for Celtic, a bit of physicality up front, you know. So that would be my preferred option. Rather than Shanklin, you know, if you're looking for a guy that's played here before.
Scored at the weekend, Roger Hanna, I noticed.
Saw him scoring yesterday, right? A consolation for QPR, yeah. A good player. He has been an excellent Scotland centre-forward, far, far better than I think any of us expected him to be when he first declared for Scotland ahead of Australia. He's doing well at QPR. And listen, he's risen to every challenge in his career so far. I hadn't really considered him as a potential Celtic signing, but listen, you never know.
I'm always interested in people's idea of profile, Kenny, because sometimes people say, right, we've got this type of striker, so get something completely different. Get something the opposite, you know, because that gives you then a real physical presence and it's a plan B. But lots of managers now just want options to keep playing the same way. Do you know what I mean? Or fine tune what you're doing, and if it's not working for that guy, well then another guy comes in, but the team can still play the same way and you get the same results. Are the days gone of having that chalk and cheese option?
Well, you know, I think, see, when you talk plan B, if like coaches and managers want to play, again, Brendan Rodgers wants to play a certain brand of football, and they'll train it and they'll work it. So see, trying to go again, because again, plan B more often than not means, why don't you just throw the big guy up front and let's just launch up there, you know. They don't work it. That's not how they play. Lyndon Dykes, for instance, he is completely different to Kyogo. Does he bring a kind of signing that Giakoumakis has provided them with, that kind of maybe more physical option, and somebody who obviously works hard and obviously came into his own and scored a lot of goals for Celtic as well? Would Lyndon be that? I think Lyndon would definitely, if that was a move, it was an opportunity for him, that's something he would be really interested in, even to come and compete with Kyogo, unlike the Shanklin one for me. Shanklin's going to be a number one striker.
Okay. And what about I keep hearing, I put it to William, but to you two then, that yes, the numbers clearly for Brendan Rodgers in the wide department, and he'll never shake off that quote about Marion Schwed.
No.
That's going to follow him around forever.
And clearly.
The difference, I just wonder about timing wise, is the difference now because he's just back, you know, it's like his second window. Is this very much his idea? I don't know. Was he trying to make it clear that night that Marion Schwed wasn't his idea?
If you want to go through the wingers we mentioned earlier, Haksabanovic is gone. He's been written off. I know he's only loaned to Stoke, but he won't be coming back to the first team. Marco Tilio doesn't look as if he's working. Rocco Vatta is heading out.
I don't disagree, but is it not so early on Marco Tilio?
But listen, he was signed 6 months ago.
Well, not on the calendar then, but in terms of minutes, because he has been injured as well. It's not like he's been constantly available.
As we always say, we've only seen him for 6 minutes against Livingston or whatever it is.
Yep.
Brendan Rodgers has seen an awful lot of him, and he's an experienced manager who knows what a Celtic team needs, knows what a Celtic player needs to get over the line to win leagues and cups, and he's clearly looking at Tilio, looking at Yang, Kwon, Lagerbielka, Navrotsky, and Odin Thiago Holm, and it looks to me that he's not convinced they are, at the moment, ready to contribute on a regular basis to the Celtic first team. Therefore, he's looking in January for players who are.
Thank you very much to William. That was 01419511025. Still time for you to get your calls in. We've got a teaser up and running as well. And just a reminder, if you want to hear your question used, if you think you could come up with a question that will puzzle the pundits, the address you need is fulltime@clyde1.com. Big thanks as always to Sliding Wardrobe Solutions East Kilbride for helping us out with the question. Can you name 8 former Old Firm players who are currently playing for a European Cup / Champions League winning club, i.e. Malik Tillman, PSV Eindhoven, Virgil van Dijk, Liverpool,
Fabio Cardoso,
yes, at
Porto.
Did you ever think you would scale those heights?
No,
like at all. So it's not just because, you know, here sometimes, I mean, everyone remembers, he's remembered for Ryan Bowman,
yeah,
whacking
yeah.
him in the nose and
a
all
couple
that
of
stuff.
Times,
and people saying, you know, it's just too physical here and all that. But even taking all that stuff out, is he still progressed much, much higher than you thought he would?
Aye, listen, he went back to his own country. He signed for a team. He's performed very well. And more often than not, if you go to these types of smaller clubs in the country, the bigger clubs come and take you. Again, something we've talked about on the show about our big two maybe not doing it enough. But no, I couldn't have seen him kind of getting to that level playing for Porto.
Anyway, I digress. One more guest from you, Roger.
Ben Doak.
Ben Doak is at Liverpool. We'll get the rest of the answers next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
There we go. Who said there wasn't much to talk about? We're in the final part of tonight's show already. Quick as you like, which means Roger Hanna and Kenny Miller have got work to do on this full-time teaser. Can you name the 8 former Old Firm players who are currently playing for a European Cup / Champions League winning club? So Fabio Cardozo's at Porto, Ben Doak at Liverpool, Malik Tillman at PSV Eindhoven, Virgil van Dijk at Liverpool, which means 4 to get.
Joe Worrell at Forest.
Great shout. Joe Worrell, Nottingham Forest. Well done.
And what about Amad Diallo at Man United?
Yes, one appearance this season, so he counts very much so. 2 to get. 2 to get. Okay. What I will say to you is one of them is it's a fraction sneaky for me because he hasn't played for this club this season. But he is their player.
Mm-hmm.
And you are more familiar with him having played somewhere else this season, but he's there and he has played for them in the past, I suppose. So yeah.
So he's out on loan from his parent club. Who?
Or maybe he's not still out on loan.
Oh, Phillips at Celtic.
Nah, Phillips.
Oh, right. Okay, he's back. Right, I'm with you.
There we go. I suppose, to be fair, Crazy Pony doesn't need to listen to me because didn't specify play this season, so all counts.
On the picks.
Yeah, why not? Let's hear a bit from Nick Montgomery. We're not hearing from many managers at the moment. Some of them still away on their warm weather training, but thanks to the wonders of modern technology, Nick Montgomery spoke to the press via Zoom this morning. I was part of it. Not jealous at all as I looked out the window, saw how frosty it was and saw him sunning himself in Dubai. But this show has had quite a lot of mileage out of winter break trips to Dubai. So I think we just move on very quickly and try and hear from Nick Montgomery. Spoke about a number of things, including plans for January and so on. And Josh Doig, I think, is an interesting one. People have been waiting, loosely linked with Rangers, if you like, but doesn't look like that's going to happen. Here's what Nick Montgomery had to say.
The recruitment process is not easy. It's really hard, you know, because you have to try and find players that, for whatever reason, are not playing. The clubs are willing to let them go, and they're better than what we have, and it's been a busy week on that front. Look, I'm confident that we're working hard to try and find the right players. Yeah, we have got opportunities, hopefully, to bring one or two in, you know, maybe 3 or 4. We don't know. And what we do know is that, you know, we are light in a couple of areas. If that happens, yeah, I'll probably pick the phone up to Ian and see if he can chuck another few quid in the budget. But I'm not sure it all comes in straight away or, again, what the details are. But that's, again, fantastic for the club and Josh.
Yeah, talking there about the sell-on fee. So yeah. Hibs are in line for quite a bit, Roger, but they thought they were getting it by way of a transfer to Marseille, but that now doesn't look like it's happening, so it's taken a while to get there.
Yeah, it's a great bit of negotiation with Hibs. I believe they get 27.5% of the fee for Josh Doig. That was part of the deal. It took him to Verona.
So it's part of the fee, not of the
balance.
The profit sort of thing.
Yeah, as far as we know. So It looks as if he's staying in Italy. It looks as if he's going to Sassuolo. But in this transfer window, he's been linked with Torino, Rangers for a spell, Marseille. Looks as if he's going to Sassuolo for just over 4.3 million, which would net Hibs, my arithmetic's not great, 1.2, something like that.
Sounds good to me.
Not to be sniffed at.
Absolutely. And sort of link that to the Rangers left back issue. I've just had a tweet, Annie's Land brought it to my attention, from a Turkish journalist. And you always check these things, you know, does it look legit, that sort of thing. This guy, 121,000 followers on Twitter, good enough for me. Sounds like he knows his stuff. Just base it on that. I mean, Hugh Keevens has got like 80 odd thousand, so read into that what you want. But Galatasaray have signed an agreement with Ridvan Yilmaz. Galatasaray wants to finish with a loan option. Rangers want to give it with a transfer fee. You're having to, there's a Google Translate at play here in case you hadn't wondered. Galatasaray renews its offer. The transfer is about to happen. That is the rough translation.
Well, the bottom line with these things is they can reach an agreement with Ridvan Yilmaz. They can go to the dancing with Ridvan Yilmaz. Until they reach an agreement with Rangers that is satisfactory to Rangers, then the transfer won't happen. I believe they're looking for a loan to towards a permanent deal. I'm not sure where the attraction is there for Rangers. If they want to buy Ridvan Yilmaz, come and buy Ridvan Yilmaz. But until Rangers are agreeable to this, nothing will be happening.
There's a lot being said about it, Kenny. It just feels like if you throw enough links with clubs at it, it feels like he'll leave during this window. Maybe I'm completely wrong on that, but just feels like it's one after the other.
I think that, again, going back to the Cardoso one, going back to his homeland and playing for a smaller team, getting the big move, well, this is a chance for Ridvan Yilmaz to go to one of the bigger teams. I mean, he was in Besiktas before. Obviously Fenerbahce, big club, Galatasaray, huge. So again, it seems like it would be a good fit for him to go there. But I know there's been reported interest from teams in Italy as well. So like Roger says, it'll be the best deal there for the Rangers. But they also do have to factor in the player, because the player might not want to go to Italy. He might want to go back home and go to Galatasaray, a massive club in his own country. So it does seem like something will be happening and something will move before the end of January on Yilmaz.
Take your point. You know, if it doesn't suit Rangers, can't see why they would do it, but Rangers must be open to this to a point, Roger. Well, do you see what I mean? Like you would knock all this in the head if you were so sure you wanted to stay.
Hearts will be open to a point if someone reaches the sum of money that they're willing to sell Lauren Shankland at. Celtic will be open to a point if somebody reaches the sum of money that they'd be willing to sell, say, Matt O'Reilly at. Everybody has their level. Rangers will have a figure there.
I feel like Celtic's willingness to let Matt O'Reilly go would be different though.
No, but listen, that's maybe a bad example. Pick whoever you like in there, Marco Tilly or somebody. But Rangers will have a figure in their heads that they think Ridvan Yilmaz is worth. And if Galatasaray reach that, Ridvan Yilmaz will be heading back to Turkey. But until such times as Rangers are content with the deal, and probably Rangers, until such times as Rangers have a replacement lined up, because they only have two left backs in the building. Borna Barisic was injured prior to the winter break. I think they'll want somebody in the door.
You'd like to think that is what any club would be doing now. Surely Rangers would be lining up a left back right now so that if they need to press the button on it, they can. And if it is for even for the summer, that must be the level these clubs look to work at, is it not?
It should be. They should have a succession plan in place. Again, particularly in that area of the pitch, when Borna Barisic has been in the last year's contract and there's not been any chatter of him signing another one, and there's been the constant speculation about Ridvan Yilmaz. I think he was only 6 months in the door and he was getting linked with maybe going back to Turkey, whether it be on loan or a permanent transfer. He's just not seemed to settle. He's not held down that left-back spot on the team. So definitely in left-back, I think there'll be options there for now. If they get through January and Borna Barisic and Ridvan Yilmaz are still in the building, then that'll always be pushed back until the summer.
Well, it wasn't today. Today wasn't the bumper day of transfer madness we were hoping for. Roger Hanna, tomorrow is a new day. Will Gordon DL and whoever he's with tomorrow, once I ask someone to join him, be...
Yes, of course, yeah.
Will they be inundated with transfer news? Nicholas Coon, surely tomorrow's the day if it's not tonight.
I would have thought so. DL, you better check his availability in case he stood outside the front door of Fir Park with a scarf, waiting to welcome the new signing.
That's a good point. Just imagine it. Halliday and DL, just you have them up for a wee cup of tea before training.
Test out the recliner.
No one's allowed in the recliner. No, that's the one. It's like You ever seen Step Brothers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not allowed to touch the drum set.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the recliner's like. Yeah. Just don't touch the recliner. For different reasons.
Is that in case your hand sticks to it?
It's for different reasons. But it's a bit like that. It's a real... Yeah, it's a really important part of his makeup. Right, we'll leave it there before we get him in trouble. What about the teaser then? We're looking for two more former Old Firm players.
One more
former Old Firm player who is currently playing for a European Cup / Champions League winning team. You've got Fabio Cardozo at Porto, Amad Diallo at Man United, Ben Doak at Liverpool, Nat Phillips at Liverpool, Malik Tillman at PSV, Van Dijk, Liverpool, Joe Worrell, Nottingham Forest. Milo has got the right answer. He's actually got the team wrong that this guy's at, but he's got the right answer.
It doesn't count. I'm passing to the Oracle. He can finish off.
I'm struggling.
No, you're not, Roger. Don't give it that. You're waiting for the music to come on and then you're going to dive in.
The music's on.
Does it? Well, come on now.
If only I was.
Well, maybe we do need a clue then.
Italy?
Yeah.
Maybe what?
So you're looking at UV.
Yep.
Currently at Juventus.
You've just forgotten or not noticed that he's at Juve. He scored a screamer maybe a week or two ago. And the clue that always secures it for
so
this guy.
No.
Famous footballing father.
At Juve.
His dad was like World Player of the Year mid-90s.
Oh, Timo Weah.
Timo Weah is at Juve. There we go. Not see his goal, was it about 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago? Oh, wonderful it was. Anyway, thank you, Kenny, and to Roger as well. We are back tomorrow night from 6, so make sure you join us. Hopefully some more transfer news to get our teeth stuck into, and in the meantime you might as well stay right there because Callum Gallagher is up next.